Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I'm coming to you today with a video in regards to the topic of total depravity, and with the idea that Calvinists have that everybody in this world is either a child of God or child of the devil. Now, there's a verse here they're going to point to, like John 8:44, where it says, "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth." And they look at verses like this where it says, "You're of your father, the devil," and they have this idea that every single person in this world is either a child of God or a child of the devil. You're either predestined for heaven or predestined for hell. But actually, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible actually teaches that there's three groups. There's children of God, there's children of the devil, and there's just your ordinary, everyday, unsaved person. And because they don't understand what we call the reprobate doctrine, it really confuses them. They believe that every single person in this world is a child of the devil before they get saved, before God regenerates them. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that when a person is of age to be able to comprehend these things, they are just a normal, unsaved person. And if they believe on Jesus Christ, they become a child of God, and they're a child of God forever. But at the same time, if they reject God over and over again, they can become a child of the devil. Now, if you're a child of the devil, you're going to be a child of the devil forever. When it says, "Ye are of your father, the devil," these are people where the devil's their father. And just thinking about a son and father relationship, you know, my son will always be my son, no matter what. And when a person becomes a child of God, they're a child of God forever, because it says it's everlasting life. If they become a child of the devil, they're a child of the devil forever. But most people are neither of those. Most people are just your normal, everyday, unsaved person that we need to preach the gospel to, and hopefully they'll get saved. So they're going to point to a lot of verses where it talks about, "You're of your father, the devil, children of Belial." And I would say, yeah, you know, I agree. There's people that are children of the devil, but the Bible does not teach that everybody's a child of the devil. It just teaches that people that reject God over and over again, they become a child of the devil, then their mind and conscience is defiled, and they are totally depraved. But not everybody's totally depraved, okay? We're totally dependent on Jesus dying for us because we're guilty and we need a Savior, but we're not totally depraved. Only a small percentage of people have their mind and conscience defiled, and they're totally depraved. That's not most people, because the Bible does not teach that it's children of God or children of the devil. The Bible teaches children of God, children of the devil, and just your normal, everyday, unsaved person. Thank you, and God bless.